Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, good afternoon, rodeo fans. That's right. Oh, it's Monday, and we're about halfway done with the day. Thanks for joining us on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Well, we're going to sit back and talk a little Rustock today. Today is Rustock Monday. We're heading into our second week here of our Lunch Hour Rodeo Shows, and we're going to change things up just a little bit here. We're going to keep the same format. We're going to talk Rustock Mondays, and, you know, we got barrel racing Tuesdays and roping Wednesdays and bullfighting Thursdays, but, we're going to kind of change the lineup just a little bit. We're going to start things off by talking about some questions that I might have for you guys out there, and we're going to give out the phone number and then have you guys call into the show, talk real briefly on the questions. Maybe you got a comment you want to throw in there. That's fine, and then we're going to roll on. And, you know, we're going to take some breaks. We're going to talk with, about some of our sponsors. And then we're going to roll right into, just covering some of the things going on our topics for the day. So, today being Rustock Monday, we're going to talk a little bit about some bull riding. We want to talk some saddle bronc and bareback riding as well. So, if you got questions or comments, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We're going to talk about some of the standings and things like that coming up after our break. But, one of our big questions for the day, we want to know what the funniest prank you've ever pulled on your traveling partners are, or maybe you've had pulled on you. We want to know what the funniest prank is that you've ever had. Now, we've got a prank call. Ross Hill laid on one of his buddies here when he was up in Canada. Turned out real well. We're going to play that later on in our show. And then I'm going to tell you actually one of my little deals, and yes, it does include Ross Hill, one of the pranks I got pulled on me. So we're going to talk a little bit about that coming up later on in our show as well. But we want to know what your funniest prank is that you've ever pulled on any one of your traveling partners when you're out heading to these rodeos, or maybe your traveling partner's pulled on you. So we want to hear about it. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. Now, we got some other topics that we're going to talk about, we're going to get into. We're going to talk some of the PBR action, some of the things they've got going on. And, they just have wound down their weekend. They've got one more event. We're going to talk a little bit about that after our break. But, one of the other questions that I have out there is, what happened to the saddle bronc and bareback here in the Southeast? What's it going to take to get some of these riders back down here and get some of these producers actually holding bareback and saddle bronc events? You just don't see it down here. Maybe in some of the PRCA deals, half the time they have to use bull riders as, to ride a little exhibition or whatnot. Bull riders are a little crazy. They'll get out there and get on anything. So, when the stock contractor or producer says, hey, go get on this horse for me, they're bound to do it. But, we want to find out what it's going to take to get some of the bareback and saddle bronc here in the Southeast. We just don't see it down here like you do out west, and it's kind of disappointing, I know somebody growing up like myself, being around rodeos, you really miss it. So what's it going to take to get it back? Your questions and comments, 646-915-9940. Well, we're going to take a break. Today's show has been brought to you by Rank Bull Apparel. That's right. Time to get ranked with Rank Bull Apparel. We've also got one of our other sponsors today, Ride Rank for a Cure. That's right. This is the National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we're supporting Ride Rank for a Cure. So get on over to our links page and, support these guys. Take a look at their websites. Their websites are linked to MakingEight.com. So get on over there, check out MakingEight.com, check out our links page, and you'll find Rank Bull Apparel as well as Ride Rank for a Cure. It's time to get ranked. Let's do it. We're going to start things off with a little Luke Kaufman. Get things started on a Monday afternoon on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
Oh, that's right. Welcome back. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingEight.com. I want to thank y'all for tuning in today. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the rough stock. It is Rough Stock Monday, and definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in with us. We have got a lot to talk about. The PBR is winding things down. They just closed out their first final their final event of the 2010 season, getting ready to head into the finals in Las Vegas. But they've got one more event. It's going to be the top 10 riders are going to be competing in New York City for some extra bonus points. They're going to help kind of jumpstart them into the finals. Now, is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? I'm kind of getting a lot of feedback on that. You know, we're hearing some negative things about it. Maybe it's too close to the, you know, to coming up to the World Finals. You know, for these guys, you know, it's a big risk for the top 10. You know, what if somebody gets injured, things like that. Everybody knows how New York City is, you know. It's not the cleanest place in the area. So is it really wise for them to do something like that? Shoot, you know, tell us what you think about it. 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to take your calls on it. Now, they were just up in Columbus, Ohio this past weekend. Congratulations to Colby Yates for bringing out the overall average. Now, this propelled him up in there. I believe he's in the top 30 in the standings right now, so we'll definitely see him in the finals in Vegas coming up in about 2 weeks. What the heck happened to Colby, man? You know, he dropped off the face of the earth there for a while. You know, wasn't sure if he's going to come back. And lo and behold, about halfway through the season, this guy makes it back on tour and starts riding, doing pretty well for himself. So definitely congratulations to him. It was a tight matchup. Colby finished second in the first round. J.B. Mooney, you know, who's running second right now in the overall standings, ended up taking the second round. Colby Yates was able to cover, ended up tied for second with Cord McCoy. Pretty good little roundup right there. It was a great matchup there over the weekend. Renato Nunez covered his bull. Austin Meyer got bucked off in the second round, however, did cover in the first round. Wasn't enough to bring him back into the short round. Valderon de Oliveira scored 92 points in the final round, which helped him propel him, you know, up into the third. And he's hanging on the coattails there, J.B. Mooney. And J.B., of course, only about 500 points away from Austin Meyer. So, you know, there's a lot to be said about that. Now, J.B. did take a risk. Taking on Voodoo Child, you know, in the championship round was actually bucked off, but that's part of the deal. That's what you got to do. You got to kind of take the those risks, get up there if you want to be a world champ. And JB's got it on his mind. He's definitely taking the risk for it. Does he have enough? Is it going to be enough going into it? You know, maybe we'll find out this weekend. Maybe if he comes out and turns out real well up in New York. Maybe something big will happen out there in Vegas and it'll get him kind of jump started there. So, tell us what you think about it. 646-915-9940. We're still looking for our funniest prank call of the day as well. We definitely want to hear from you. And, we want to talk more bull riding with you. We also trying to find out what happened to the saddle bronc and barebacks here in the Southeast. What's going on with it? You know, what's it going to take to get some more saddle bronc and bareback riders down here in the South? What's it going to take for these producers to start carrying these horses out of these deals? Are they going to make enough money off of it? Can we get something going with that? You know, it kind of starts with the youth deals, and you're just not even seeing that a whole lot anymore. You're not seeing it at these youth rodeos where they should really be getting out there and starting things off with these young cowboys and cowgirls trying to get things rolling. But, we're not seeing it. So what's it going to take? What are we going to have to do to get things rolling down here in the Southeast? Give us a call, 646-915-9940. Now, I'm going to kind of jump out there for a little bit. We're going into our second week of Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. We were supposed to have back on the ranch show last night. Unfortunately, due to some technical difficulties, we had to get worked out today. Weren't able to sit back on the ranch last night. We're looking to have those every Sunday evening, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We'll be out back on the ranch shows. You know, it'll be an opportunity for us to just sit back, hang out just like you would after a rodeo, kind of shoot the breeze, talk a little bit of rodeo, talk a little bit about everything, you know. And then we're going to kick off our weekly shows, you know, starting off with Mondays. We're going to talk a little rough stock. Tuesdays will be some barrel racing and bulldogging or steer wrestling. Wednesdays we're going to talk some roping, anything roping you want to talk about. This week we got a pretty good little show lined up. We're going to talk about these guys and 10 a lot of them give us two thumbs up. Well, we'll just have to wait and see and find out. You know, we're going to kind of talk about some of the injuries and things like that in the roping events. You don't hear about them a whole lot, but they do happen out there. And then, of course, on Thursdays we've got a bullfighting day. So, you know what? It's your show. This is an opportunity for you guys to talk, call in, talk some of the rodeo events that are going on in your area. good way for the producers to kind of talk about themselves, talk about some of their events. Good way for some of the athletes to get on the line and kind of promote themselves a little bit. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to take your call. We're going to take another short break. This next break is going to be brought to you by RobSmets.com. That's right. If you're looking to try to get Rob Smets, five-time world champion bullfighter, down to your arena, want to talk about, want him to cover your event, great arena announcer. This guy will stand behind the barrel with the microphone, and, you know, he'll put it on a show for you. Real enjoyable. So you want to check out and find out where Rob Smets is going to be. Maybe you want to go check out one of his deals. Check out RobSmets.com. That's right, RobSmets.com. We're also want to thank Ricky West Bucking Bulls, you know, located out of Alabama, Fife, Alabama. That's right. Don't hear about that place a whole lot, but Ricky West, you do know if you've been around rodeo for any period of time. Ricky West got some of the best bucking bulls down there in the southeast. For more information on him, go check out RickyWestBuckingBulls.com. And we're going to take another short break here, rodeo fans. How about a little bit of Chris LeDoux? Ain't nothing like a little Chris LeDoux to start us off on a Monday afternoon. That's right. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making8.com.
I was snapping out Bronx at the old Flying U at 40 a month of plum good buckaroo. Well, the boss comes around and he says, "Hey, my lad, well, you look pretty good riding horses that's bad. You see, I ain't got no more outlaws to break, but I'll buy you a ticket and I'll give you a stake. It riding them baddens, well, you ain't so slow, and you might do some good at the big rodeo." While they're putting the bull in the chute, I'm strapping my spurs to the heels of my boots. I looks that bull over, and to my surprise, well, he's a foot and a half in between his two eyes. On top of his shoulders, he's got a big hump. I cinches my rigging just back of that lump. I lights in his middle and I lets out a scream. He comes out with a better and the rest is a dream. Well, he jumps to the left and he lands towards the right, but I ain't no greenhorn, I'm still sitting tight. Dust starts to fog and right out of his skin, he's waving them horns right under my chin. That sun in his belly, he couldn't be beat. He's a showing the buzzards the soles of his feet. He's a dipping so low that my boots fill with dirt. He's a making a whip of the tail of my shirt. He's a snapping the buttons right off of my clothes. He's a bucking and a bawling and a blowing his nose. The crowd starts to cheer him on me and that bull. Well, he needed no help. Well, I had my hands full. Then he goes defense rowing and weaving behind. My head went popping, my sword went blind. He starts in high diving, I lets out a groan. We went up together, buddy. Come back alone. Up high I turns over and below I can see. He's a pawing up dirt just a waiting for me. I can picture a grave and a big slab of wood saying, "Here lies a twister who thought he was good." I know this is something don't seem can be true, but the brand on his hip was a big Flying U. When I landed he charged, but I got enough sense to outrun that old bull to a hole in the fence. I dives through that hole and I want you to know I ain't going back to no big rodeo. And straddling them framers, you can bet I'm all through. I'm a sore footing it back to the old Flying U.
Yeah.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smets, and whether you're riding a bronc or roping a steer, you need boots you can count on. Only Ariat boots provide you the support, stability, and comfort you can rely on day in and day out. Ariat's four levels of technology allow you to pick the boot that gives you the maximum support for your best performance. And the variety of styles, colors, and premium leathers lets you pick a boot that suits your personal style. When your performance needs to be top-notch, be sure you're wearing Ariat, the brand that'll keep you on your feet when the going gets tough. Visit a store near you and try Ariat boots today to experience the difference.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingA.com. Today is Rough Stock Monday. And you know what? Trying to get things going for the week, we're looking to take your call, 646-915-9940. You know what? We've been talking a little bit about some of the PBR, been talking a little bit of saddle bronc bareback. But one of our biggest things, we want to talk about your biggest shenanigan. You know, shenanigan, prank, whatever it is, you know they happen out there on the rodeo trail when you're traveling with your partners. Tell us what the funniest prank you've ever pulled on your traveling partner is, or maybe you've had pulled on you. We want to hear about it. 646-915-9940. Now, we only got about 10 minutes left in our show here today. We're going to carry it over all week. Whether you're a barrel racer, a roper, we want to know what the biggest shenanigan is you ever pulled on your traveling partner when you're out there heading down the road or at the rodeo. You know, this is a good time, good event, good thing to talk about. So we want to know what it is for you. This is our week. It's prank week or shenanigan week. We'll find out, you know, just how many shenanigans out there are pulled. Now, Ross Hill was up in Canada earlier this year. He spent some time away from the States, went up there, did some bullfighting up there in Canada, was actually a assistant broadcaster on one of the Canadian country radio stations up there, and decided he's going to pull a shenanigan on one of his buddies back home. So we're going to go back and replay this. Now, if you've been listening to the Back on the Ranch shows just a little bit, you know that we went back and we re-aired this. So for you that have listened and been tuning in to Making 8 as we've been back on the ranch, just bear with it. We're going to talk a little bit about it when we come back. But here we go with Ross Hill and his big shenanigan he pulled earlier this year on his traveling partner back home.
And we needed to make a special request to some of your friends down in the States.
Yeah, we're going to send a shout-out to...
Good morning, it's Gonch, Rocket, and Ross Hill.
Program brought to us by Bonneville Water Conditioning and Portage College. Now, Gonch, you and Ross were talking a little bit earlier. You're going to do some prank calls to some of Ross's friends in the States.
That's right. Ross, do you have anybody in mind or any stories that we could go to that we could relate to so we can give your friends a call?
Yeah, one great one just happened last week. One of my best friend, my partner back home, Andy Barnes, bullfighter, bull rider, and also a certified welder. Well, he's in town from been working hard, and he was asleep the other morning about 6:30, and he just a mad ruckus under his trailer. He didn't know what it was, so he gets out. Imagine this, country redneck, gets out of his trailer in his whitey tighties, goes around, looks under his trailer, realizes that it's a bulldog eating his pet cat up in the insulation of trailer, like completely hidden his dog. So he runs back inside, he gets his buck knife, he runs back out there, he slits the insulation on his trailer, he just had to ruin his trailer, you know. So he slits the insulation, the bulldog falls out. When the bulldog falls out, he gets mad at Andy and starts trying to bite him. Well, then he starts trying to get back up in there with the cats, you know. So Andy freaks out. He don't want to try to cut the dog. So he runs back in the house, gets the 30-30, runs back down and shoots this dog point blank.
He must have just destroyed that thing with a 30-30.
Now, here's what's great. He thought for sure he shot him to dead, you know what I'm saying? Hit him right in the neck. Bulldog flops over dead. He sets the 30-30 down. By that time, the bulldog jumps up and runs back to the owner's house.
Oh, right, man.
Runs towards the road right in front of his girlfriend's car so he can't shoot it again. You know what I mean? And these people are building a porch right at his immediate neighbor's house. And they got, you know, 80 acres there. So it took the dog a minute to get there. By the time the dog got into the neighbor's yard, it kind of fell over. And anyway, so the neighbors called the cops, and it's been a big ordeal. You know, Andy had to show the cops where the cat died and you know, this and that.
Right, yeah.
So he was fired up about it, man. I think he'll take this call really good.
All right, let's phone Andy, see if we can scare him a little bit.
Hello.
Hey, is this Andy?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, Andy, how you doing? My name is Tim. Andy, we had a report come into my office. I'm a lawyer, by the way, on you running into an incident with an English pet bulldog.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, well, there's been an issue with that.
Okay.
I'm going to have to come by your place this afternoon and press charges.
Press charges?
Yeah, see, it's kind of against the law to shoot pet animals.
No, it ain't. Not when they're packing other pet animals' mind. I got a dead cat out of that deal, man.
Right, I know, but in the state...
Got pictures of it, got my own lawyer.
Right, but in the state, though, it says that a dog is much better and much worthy than a cat. So
mm-hmm.
a dog comes first, then a cat, so unfortunately...
Man, I ain't listening to this, and I'm not going to be home this afternoon. I'm out working cows, selling cows and stuff right now.
I know, but we might have to repossess your home. We might have to take it away.
All right, let me call you back.
No, I can't. I got no time. What's the address to your place?
No, I got no time for this either,
well,
sir.
It could cost you about $10,000 just for abuse to a pet here.
Hold on.
All right, 843, it's Gaunch, it's The Rocket, and Ross Hill, and when we phoned Andy, Ross's buddy, who got into a little trouble with the neighbor's dog, he ripped up some of his house, the siding on his house with a butt knife, and ended up killing a bulldog because he was chasing his cats around. And we phoned him and pranked him, saying that I was a lawyer and that his neighbors wanted to press charges. And he seems like a guy that has a short fuse.
Yeah, he's my partner, and we've been toe-to-toe more times than one. And just a super guy, though. Like, I mean, you can't ask for better because he stands up for what he believes. And, I mean, this couldn't go no better right now. I say we call him again.
Yeah, I think so. And Rocket, we need you to be the angry neighbor.
Okay. I will do my best Southern
play. Nice. All right, here we go. Let's give Andy a call.
Hello?
Hey, Andy, how you doing?
I'm all right. I've been contacting my attorney, and y'all will be getting a call out the deal.
That's okay. I'm Tim again here, the lawyer. I'm with the person who filed the complaint and wants to press charges, your neighbor.
Yeah, hey, yeah, Andy, this is Tina, and we are not in...
That's all right. I don't care if you're impressing me for shooting that dog.
You know what?
That's
I know.
Insane.
He was just rummaging around. He smelled a cat, and he was interested.
Yeah, and the dog tried to bite me. He killed one of my cats up underneath underneath my house, and it started stinking.
Well,
I had to get the damn thing out.
Been spitting at my dog.
Anyhow, I'm not listening to this. I done contacted my attorney, and they will be paying for the damages around my house, the dead cat, and the expenses to get the cat out.
You
so y'all have a good day.
Nice. 851 with Gaunch, Rocket, and Ross. And your buddy Andy, he's pretty steamed right now, I bet.
Yeah, he's got a short fuse, man. There couldn't have been a better caller for this unit.
And Rocket, you nailed it. Good job. Good job.
You know, for you to have such a Southern twang, I don't know why you don't use it more.
I don't know. I guess it's all those years watching Forrest Gump. Me and
all right.
Jen
Nace. Do you think we should phone him back and break it to him that it was just a joke?
Yeah, we better, because I bet you $100 he really called the lawyer.
Okay. Let's hope we didn't do that. Let's give Andy another call.
I'm listening.
All right, Andy. You know, we have a deal for you to work out here with.
No, there's no deal. The deal is I'm suing y'all. I've been talking to the attorney, and I am pressing charges for the dog tearing up my property.
Okay. Well,
and killing my cat. And that dumb shit you talked about a minute ago about a dog being superior is crazy when a dog tried to attack me. Y'all will be getting a phone call here pretty soon. I didn't give them your number.
Well, okay.
Your name was Kim, correct?
You'll have to book them a plane ticket because we're all the way up in Canada, so I don't know if they're going to fly up here.
Yeah,
and
you sounded like a Yankee. I'll tell you that.
We sound like a Yankee.
With that bullshit.
Andy, settle down a little bit. My name is Gaunch. The lady that you heard before is my co-host Rocket. We're here with Ross Hill. He's
oh, my God. Is Ross Hill on the phone?
We got
fucking here. God, no. Ross.
Oh, you want to blame me? That was perfect, dude. That was perfect. Oh, man.
I got to call my attorney.
All right. Welcome back. That's right. You're listening to Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingEgg.com. And we're having a little Rust Talk Monday. We're talking a little bit about the funniest prank call you've ever pulled on your traveling partners or you've ever had pulled on you. Now, we're just about out of time, so we're going to close things out. We're going to carry it over to tomorrow. So if you got a prank or a shenanigan you pulled on your traveling partner out there, give us a call tomorrow. We're going to sit back. We're going to talk a little barrel racing. It'll be Barrel Racing Tuesday right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and remind you to get a grip with Making Eight. We'll definitely catch you tomorrow afternoon right here, same time, 1 o'clock Eastern time, on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on MakingEight.com.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this water should still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no resist my resist all, it's black as the night. For my boots delivered and I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full up. I look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, and confused, 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll say. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a night, for my first night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up, and I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and cowboy from my head to my toes, and this rodeo.